Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, here's Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. Don't worry if you've missed the first segment today. You can always find those at civicmedia.us. Go to the Maggie Dawn Show page and check it out. All of our Maggie and the Millionaires episodes you can find there. Today is an especially important show, I think, not just because of the bravery of my guest in introducing what I think is absolutely groundbreaking and transformative legislation, but because of, frankly, how common sense the proposals are in the legislation. As I read through it last week and over the weekend again, the question that kept occurring to me was, why has it taken this long to return to these basic first principles, which is that our capitalistic economy doesn't work well without a wealthy, growing, vibrant middle class, right? And our democracy certainly does not work as well if people feel like they're being left behind. My guest this half hour is Representative Summer Lee of Pennsylvania's 12th Congressional District. She began in the fight for 15, but as you put it last segment, Representative, you quickly figured out that the problem was much bigger than that. And we've been talking about these particular elements of the American Stability Act, which you introduced last week, along with a number of co-sponsors. I wanted to dig into this cost of living exemption very carefully so that people can follow what we're saying. And so the first piece that the legislation proposed, as you were explaining, was not just a minimum wage, but a stability wage that will be calculated effectively based off what it costs a single person without any kids to live in a given region. So it's medical, housing, transportation, food, the basic stuff that every single human being to live with dignity requires. And then that stability wage, once we calculate what that is, we know what that looks like as an annual income, right? And you estimated, you shared with it that it varies, but it's somewhere in the ballpark of around $40,000. And then you said the piece that is going to blow people's minds with how commonsensical it is. If you make $40,000 or less, why are you paying any income tax on that? That is the fundamental point, is it not? Like, if you make 40K or less, no more income tax for you because you're making the very least that it costs a single person with no kids to live. Am I understanding what the Stability Act proposes?
Yes, that is precisely what it does. Because exactly what you're saying, we're seeing so many people who are paying far more than their fair share on incomes that truly are too low for us to be proud of in our economy. But the second part is that, right, when we think about who's not paying their fair share and what it could look like if they were paying their fair share, and not if they were, when they do pay their fair share, when we think about all of the other just public goods, public programs that are so important to us that aren't as invested in because we see oligarchs who are not paying their fair share. The surtax on the other end, the opposite end, right, where we don't have up to living wage, you won't pay your federal income, you don't pay federal income tax. But once you get up to the very high end, that we are actually expecting you to pay more in. And that's how we continue to pay for our roads, our bridges, our programs, critical programs like Medicare, you know, so many things that so many Americans don't just enjoy but need. They are earned in benefits, are earned benefits. So that's why that is such an important piece of this legislation, right? There are many bills that float around, not just at the federal level, but at state levels too, right? That float around that says we need to raise the wage. That's where the fight for 15 comes from. But even this says that, listen, 15 might be the immediate, but we recognize that that's still not a living wage and it's still not a stable wage. So that's why these pieces are so important to this particular bill.
it brings together so many of these economic justice concepts, right? And again, we cannot achieve social justice. We cannot achieve the promise that America was founded on without economic justice and providing people with the basics. And I don't mean providing people, ensuring that people that are willing to work a 40 and 50 hour work week live in dignity in this country. I am sick of people saying we live in the wealthiest country in the world when we have not said to every single adult person who's willing to work an honest 40 to 50 hours a week that we promise you that you will not have to live in any sort of circumstance that is less than what a human being deserves to preserve their human dignity. That is what this is achieving.
But Maggie, real quick,
go ahead. Please. If
I could just, because I really do want to add this piece, because even especially as we talk about human dignity, I want to actually remark that this bill, even in the raising of the wage piece, it does two things. It raises everybody's wage to the disability wage. And I want to emphasize that this also includes sub-minimum wages, right? So those are workers with disabilities. Those are your tipped workers, your service workers, who have for so long lived without the dignity that we lift up, that we profess to in the American economy. And I say that because there are going to be some people who work with disabilities, right? Yes. Who work with disabilities, and their work week might look differently than other folks' work weeks, but there is no less dignity in the work that they're doing, no less dignity in the work that they want to do. And they also will benefit from this.
And again, the biggest picture here is if you're saying to yourself, well, if folks aren't paying those income taxes, where are they made up for? The American Stability Act addresses that in effectively a surtax for those that make over $1 million, a 3% surtax, and a 5% surtax on those making over $15 million. Y'all, those people will be living in dignity. We could slap a 10% surtax on them and they would be just fine.
Walmarts are still going to live in dignity.
That's always right. They will get fed.
However you find that.
I cannot thank you enough for all of your work on this, as well as your entire career of service to working people and these economic and social justice ideals that we really should make sure become realities here in this, the wealthiest country in the world. Representative Summerlee of Pennsylvania's 12th Congressional District, my thanks to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for your work lifting all this up, right? And keeping us on the right track. We got to do more.
Let's keep going. I close every single one of my shows by saying I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Representative Lee certainly showing us the way forward. Keep it locked, folks. When we come back, Dom Salvia joins the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.